But now, because yesterday Corinne was, you're going to get hypnotised, aren't you, Corinne?
I am getting hypnotised in a week and a half to give up smoking.
And other people rang up yesterday who'd been hypnotised. We thought we want to speak to an expert at hypnotist. Yeah. So we've got Bruce Alexander. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Now, Bruce, you are a full-time hypnotist, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
How long have you been hypnotising people?
About 8 years now.
Wow.
Did you always have a desire to hypnotise people?
No, I don't. No, I didn't really, actually. I became interested when I was first hypnotised myself for exam anxiety.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And it worked on you?
It did work on me, yes. But that was when I was at university, and then I was in medical research for about 10 years and looking for a change, and I remembered that time when I'd been hypnotised, and I thought, that's an interesting career.
How long does it take to learn how to be a hypnotist?
Really, to learn how to hypnotise someone takes about a week.
Oh, really?
It's really not very difficult.
Is there a course?
There are courses that you can do, and I did a 2-year course. But the actual getting someone into a hypnotic state is actually not that difficult. It's using it in a therapeutic manner that takes quite some skill and education.
So you don't need much skill to be able to get someone into a hypnotic state?
No.
But you could do a lot of damage once you're in there if you don't know what you're doing.
Yes, possibly, yes.
You must have some sort of ethical code, do you, that says you can't, get that person to fall in love with you or that sort of thing?
Yes, well, most qualified hypnotherapists are member of associations and you have to sign a code of conduct. Mm-hmm. And, people that are in that profession really are in it to help people, so if you're having a career of helping people, well, of course, you're not really focusing on doing any sort of malicious damage.
No.
Do you do it at parties, though, Bruce, for your friends?
No, I won't do it as a party trick. No. The problem is that most people's understanding about hypnosis comes through stage hypnosis.
Yeah, like Martin St. James and those guys.
And, of course, it's a genuine phenomenon and it's very funny to watch on stage, but that same phenomenon can be used in very positive ways. I mean, if you can get people off cigarettes and...
Does it work, Bruce? Can you get people off cigarettes?
Definitely, yes.
What is your strike rate, Bruce, do you reckon?
Success
rate, yeah.
I always ask a client, why do they want to stop?
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have health on the list, I won't see them. If they want to stop because their wife doesn't like it and they've been sent in.
Haven't got the right motivation.
Well, hypnosis is not really going to make any difference. It might work in the short term, but in the long term, that person will revert back to cigarettes.
Now, can I ask about this? When you hypnotise someone, do they always remember every moment of that whole journey, or do they not remember some of it?
Generally, they would remember most of it. What you're attempting to do is to get someone to that state which is halfway between being awake and asleep, or you're almost about to go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And in that state, very often people will sort of drift out of consciousness for a period of time. But it's not something that you're actually striving to get someone unconscious, but sometimes they do drift out.
Oh, have you found anyone who couldn't be hypnotised?
Yes, I found people that I couldn't hypnotise, but I think perhaps, someone else with a different technique may have been successful with that individual, but it's pretty rare, really.
Do you always know if they are being hypnotised? Could someone pretend to be in a state and you wouldn't know they're actually putting it on?
Yes, I think they could.
Yeah. Right.
Generally, though, you can pick up little changes in the way the body moves and twitches and... changes in breathing and you realise that, well, that person now is into the trance state.
Mm. Do you use something that moves for people to look at, or do you use your voice to actually get them into that state?
I've got a little, it's a spiral type thing on the wall, and generally I try to get people with the first session to stand in front of that and see how it changes.
Because
people are expecting something, interesting to happen. Mm.
Do you stand behind them going, woo?
Yeah, I stand behind them and I go, woo! And then they walk out the door. They don't come back after that.
Well, Bruce, thanks for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
And Brilliant. You've got a whole day of hypnotism coming up,
haven't you? I have got a very busy day, yes. But, good luck, Corinne.
Thank you,
Bruce. Why do you want to stop?
So I don't die.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Oh, great reason.
So you'll be okay, I reckon, Corinne.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brilliant.
I want to have a go.
About giving up hot chips.
Oh, yeah, hot chips.
That's right, your addiction to hot chips.
Actually, you should ask Bruce. Bruce, have you ever had anyone come to you with food problems, Bruce?
Oh, all the time, yes.
Hot chips? How long?
Yeah, how long would it take me to give up hot chips, do you reckon? How many sessions would I need with you, Bruce?
You could give up hot chips in one session.
One session?
There you go.
No more hot chips. It'd save me a lot of money.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well.
But why would you want to stop eating hot chips? They're very tasty.
You're not helping, Bruce.
Now, usually with that sort of thing, you're better off to focus on, rather than getting rid of the negative, to focus on gaining the positive.
Yes.
So gaining a flat stomach, gaining a six-pack.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Because if I said to you, look, I've got a friend, Jill, who's trying to lose weight, how does Jill look in your mind when I say that?
She looks like she's pretty big, isn't she? Yeah, she's big. Yeah, yeah, Jill.
But if I said, look, I've got another friend, Jim, who's gained a lot of slimness.
Mm. He's gained slimness.
Yeah. How does he look?
are you hypnotising Husey now?
I'm working on him already, actually.
He's drifting off, Bruce.
He's certainly got slimmer. He's quite trim, I think.
Husey, come back.
That's right. So, yeah. so you work towards positive goals rather than pushing away the negative. You say, look, and then obviously if you're working on gaining slimness, well, then you're not going to eat those chips then,
aren't you? Yeah, I'm going to gain slimness.
You're going to gain slimness.
I'm going to gain slimness.
You're not losing weight, you're gaining slimness.
I'm gaining slimness.
Thank you. Bruce Alexander, a hypnotist. Yes.
Brilliant.
All right, Corinne, well, you've got to let us know how you go.
I will.
Yes. It's 30 minutes to 8. No, 100.